Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use.
G'day, this is Scott Rutkowski on Main Menu, and I've got on the other end of this program called G-Phone one of my fine friends in Sacramento, California, DJ C, and he'd like to introduce himself and have a few words he'd like to say.
Hi, this is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, and we're here because we're talking about this great program called G-Phone, and it's pretty cool, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it's got some good features in the program. That's the purpose of today's review. But along with that, we're also going to mention some of the phones that have gone and that sort of thing too, since we've last done our review, which was about 2 years ago, if I remember correctly.
It's been quite a while. Yes, it has.
Yep. It does work okay with JFW, this G-Phone program. What I have noticed under XP is that sometimes it's not sluggish like it used to be, but you have to use your read the current line command in some places of the program to actually get it to read things. That's the only thing I've seen so far. Don may have a comment about WindowEyes he'd like to make.
Well, the only thing you need to do to get WindowEyes to work properly with this particular program is you need to actually label the graphics at the bottom of the screen. There are several graphics at the bottom of the screen. For example, if I go to the bottom left, I have different graphics. There's a whole bunch of them. And what you need to do is you need to actually label the different graphics. This particular current version of G-Phone does not have too many hotkeys in it yet. We've written to the author and we've asked them to include hotkeys for us, but the particular version that we're reviewing today does not have really that many hotkeys. But it does have graphics at the bottom of the screen. They're sort of like, according to WindowEyes, they're in a straight row up and down. I can't comment on how JFW works with them, but the bottom one is a web page graphic, so you would label it web page. That will take you to their home page, you know, to basically check for an update, that sort of thing. Right above that, you have a preferences graphic. Right above that, you have a text chat graphic. That's if you wanted to type in a window while you're chatting or whatever or something like that. Right above that, you have a file transfer. That's so you can transfer files over this program, and we've tested that. It works quite well. Right above that, you have a hang-up button, and right above that, you have the call button. Now, that is used for either call or answer when a person is on, and you can also type, I believe it's Alt-C, if I remember, to get it to call or answer.
Yep, that's quite correct. Alt-C for calling or to answer the call. Alt-O will also open up the options or the preferences graphic Don mentioned a little earlier. Unfortunately, the graphics don't appear to work all that well with JFW. I take it with WindowEyes, Don, that can't auto-label the graphics because there's no tooltips, is that correct?
Well, there are no tooltips, no. And what you have to do is I had to actually label each one by clicking on it, figuring out what it did, and then I had to actually label the graphic with WindowEyes. So I had to actually label each graphic, and then, of course, I had to save the dictionary. Once I labeled them, though, they worked just fine.
Yeah, now that is cool. Unfortunately, with JFW, there's actually no way that I can see to hang up the call. We're waiting for a hotkey of Alt-H to hang up the call. Unfortunately, that isn't in this version, which is 1.05E, if I remember correctly. I think that's what the current version is. Don, is that right?
I'm not really 100% sure on the version.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 1.05E. There are some nice features. Perhaps Don might like to explain how the answering machine feature works. I must admit I haven't quite got it working for me, but Don's actually got his working, so he may want to describe how it works and a little bit about it.
Yeah, basically what you would do is you can pick a WAV file of your choosing. There's any number of ways to do it. You can record a greeting if you want to do that. You would do this in the options area. There are tabs in the options area. There's also 7 different rings with this program. There's a couple of rings, like one of them rings like a fax machine, and there's just a regular standard ring, and then there are some like cartoon type sounds for answer. It's pretty cool for the different type of rings. Unfortunately, we're unable to demonstrate that for you here the way this is set up, but suffice it to say they are built into the program. One of the tabs is answering machine. You can record a greeting, and then when the caller calls, if you have this set to answer mode, it will actually, it is supposed to actually answer the call. They're supposed to hear a greeting, and then as soon as your greeting finishes, they're supposed to talk. We have found that sometimes it does not trip the greeting on, however. So sometimes they come right in, there'll be a little quarter of a ring, and they will just come up on the answering machine, and you can hear them talking, and it's recording them, but they didn't get the greeting. It's kind of an odd answering machine. It does work okay, though, but I would say it's not one of the G-Phone strong comings of the program. The thing that's the nicest thing about G-Phone, though, is the quality. The quality of this program is really good.
Yeah, that's true, as you'll all be able to hear for yourselves when you hear this review on Main Menu this week. The other thing I like about G-Phone is the fact that it has an address book built in. And I think from memory, when people call you, it automatically adds them to the address book, I think. Is that what we found, Don?
Yes, it does. That's correct. Yes, it certainly does. It auto-adds people to the address book. So when you go under the call menu, if you type, you know, Alt-C, in other words, when you're not talking, as I say, I cannot demonstrate this for you live because we are in conversation, but when you're not talking to anyone, you can type Alt-C and you come up on a menu, and one of the buttons there is address book, and if you press the button for address book, it will show you the contacts in that address book. You just arrow down to the contact you want, tell it okay, and then it's highlighted, and then you just tab over to the call button and it will call that person. And it'll ring for a while. If there's no answer, it'll just time itself out. But it will ring for a while to give them plenty of time to answer. It rings like 14 or 15 times, so pretty good.
Yeah, and the rings are really quite nice as well, actually. There's one even
that
are, like
yes.
Jungle drums. There's some interesting ones, actually. You'll just have to experiment with the program for yourself. I do want to mention the fact that the program is also free. You can actually pay $9.95 just as a registration just to get free support. But I don't think you have to do that. Basically, it's easy to work. I do want to stress the fact that there's no pull-down menus in the program. I want to stress that fact. The only hotkeys you've really got are Alt-C for call, Alt-O for options, and Alt-H for... No, not Alt-H, I'm wrong. Alt-O for options, and that's about it, I think, isn't it, Don? There's no other hotkeys that I can think of.
Alt-F for file transfer.
Oh, that's right, yep. There's Alt-F for file transfer, which works quite well, I must say. It actually does work
yes,
well.
Yes, it does. Actually, that works really well.
We actually tested it.
Yeah, it'll show you the percentage of the file. Yeah, and it'll show you the percentage as the file's going across. So you can see the percentage of 53% or whatever complete. It's pretty good that way.
It is. Very nice feature that they've put in there. And the program does use IP to IP calling. So you basically need to know someone's address before you can call them up. It's not like net meeting where
that's
you can
go
on and block to a server.
Right, that's correct. We're not using server. We're basically using direct connections here. You do need to know the IP of the person that you're calling. So, for example, if you knew my IP, you could call through my IP. Of course, I have one of the domains like DNS2Go. Many people have those, and you certainly can use those. So, if you have a friend who's got DNS2Go, say it's joe.dns2go.com, for example. That's just a hypothetical, but say it were him. You could put in joe.dns2go.com, and it would ring Joe.
When you actually do an Alt-C, there is actually a button called Domain. You can't actually type that into the address box, because that's just for an IP like 203.13, etc.
Right. So you would press the domain button, and then you could put it in.
Exactly. The space bar is the one to use on all these particular buttons. It seems to work okay. When you press the Alt-C when you first go into the program, it brings up a dialog box. And the first box it puts you in is the address box. If you know their address, like 66.28.whatever, you can tab over to domain, press the space bar on that, and just type in the domain like mydomain.com or whatever the hell it is, and then tab to connect, and it'll ring at your end until they pick up the call.
Right, exactly.
But that's basically all the features of GPhone. We will give out a review at the end of this article, and you can go and collect it for yourself if you want to try it out. It's quite cool. Works well. I do want to stress again that there are no pull-downs. So if you press Alt and wonder why the hell there's nothing there, it's because there's no pull-downs. And that goes for Windows and JFW. There's only those few hotkeys.
Right, that's correct. Right, that's correct. And also, if you leave the window, you know, say you go over to another window, it minimizes automatically out to the system tray. So it's going to be out on the system tray. You can right-click on the system tray for different type options.
There is actually a very nice option that we tried out by accident, as a matter of fact. It's called Power Off Timer. And basically what we did, we set it for like 2 minutes, and it actually disconnects your call after 2 minutes, which is kind of handy.
That's
if
correct.
You want to just do a timed thing or something like that.
Right. And another thing to mention, they have this cool hang-up sound in this program, so when you disconnect, you hear this real way cool hang-up sound.
Yeah, unfortunately you're not going to hear it on this review because of the fact that we've got the system sounds turned off in Total Recorder, so you're not going to hear nothing like that. All you'll hear is our voices on the recording. We do want to, have you got anything else that you'd like to mention about GPhone before we move on to the phones that have come and gone, Don?
Well, I think, just to say that I think it's a good program for what it is, and we're hoping they will, you know, add a couple of additional hotkeys. They don't need to do too much with it. It's certainly usable, you know, with a little bit of experimentation. Seems to work really well. I've got, quite a few people who have it installed, and you can leave it running or you don't need to leave it running. If it's not running, by the way, I think what happens if they if you call somebody and the G phone is not running, it'll ring once or twice and you'll get a sort of like a busy signal, which basically means they're not connected type of thing. That's usually the way it works. But on the whole, I think it's a very good program. I give it high marks. It seems to work really well.
Yeah, I think on the accessibility scale, we'll give it about possibly about 7 out of 10. Of course, everything's not implemented. The fact you can't hang up a call with JFW is not very cool. I just normally do an Alt F4 and exit the program or get the other party to hang up if they're using Windows. Other than that,
right.
It is quite good. It does work. I do stress for the first time user not to give up on it. If you follow the instructions that we've given earlier in this piece, you'll be able to use it quite successfully. It's quite easy to use. It's not a problem at all.
Right.
It is a good program.
Right.
And I do give it a high mark for the program. And if you want to test it out, that's cool too. I'm sure you can find somebody running GPhone somewhere and test it with other few of the boys. Test it from time to time. It works real good.
Right.
But no,
right.
I think...
And I want to mention where they can get... where they can get GPhone. People will want to go get this, and you can get it from http://www.gtony, that's gtony.com, that's http://www.g.com.
Yeah, gtony.com, and actually go /gphone.htm if you really want to do that. I haven't actually been to the main gtony.com site, so I can't comment on how it is with the speech and that sort of thing, how accessible it is. But gtony.com/gphone.htm will get you right to their page. And there's a download.
Should take you right to the phone page,
yeah. Off that page, you'll find it.
Right, exactly. Exactly,
yeah.
And like I say, it is freeware.
Yep, and they do mention that $9.95 thing on their page, but... I don't think it's really worth it. I don't think it's that really an issue to register the program.
Right.
some of the phones that have gone in the last couple of years that we'd like to mention is one there, the Real Easy Voice. That's been gone for some time, if I remember. I think it's nearly 2 years it's gone, that program. It wasn't too bad. Wasn't too bad in its day, was it, Don? You get it up to two people talking at a time. Well, it was three people, I think, in the later releases.
Right. They tried to basically put a conference thing together, but it worked marginally. We never found it worked all that great. But, yeah, they didn't stick around. It was a good little program, though. There have been a lot of phones actually around for a long time. There are still a couple of phones that still are around, I guess. Buddy Phone is still around. You know, I guess you can still get, like, Buddy Phone. ICQ Phone. We could talk about ICQ Phone. We actually got that working. That's not too bad, a little phone. That's if you have ICQ.
Yeah, that does work. I do notice it sometimes when you speak, it makes your voice sound sort of like the Dalek in Doctor Who occasionally, or sideband off a shortwave receiver. It kind of sounds freaky if you haven't heard that sort of stuff.
It's got a funny, sounding codec. Yes, it does.
I don't know what they're using, but it is rather the strangest codec I've ever heard, the ICQ phone. But it does work real well. Not as good as G Phone, but it is easy to use. You just got to remember to close down your firewall if you're using Zone Alarm. I have to anyway. And you've also got to minimize the window because it counts up by the second, and that would drive you insane having to hear every second going by with JFW anyway.
Right, right.
I don't know if WindowWatch has the same issue. Does it have the same problem, Don, or it doesn't read that?
We sure don't. No, we don't have any problem here.
Okay, so it's only with JFW that it does. So I think really the main phones that are still there and still out there, Vox Phone appears to be dead. They've got a Vox Phone Gold, which we did try, but I don't see why you should pay $30 US for it. It doesn't really work that well, and the way that they make you register is one of the strangest registration processes I've ever seen in my life. They give you some kind of code which they tie to the program, and if you format your machine or lose it, you've got to write to them for another code. Very strange indeed. I don't like that policy at all, I must say.
Right, right.
It's inconvenient, is what it basically boils down to.
Yes, it is.
One of the other programs that we have looked at before was an old add-on for ICQ called QTalk. That appears to be dead. I haven't seen anything about that program for some time. Remember the old QTalk there, Don?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that one's dead, basically.
Yep. We did try Speak Freely, I must admit, last year. I think we tried one of the later versions of Speak Freely, which did work. What did we not like about it? I think it was the delay between the callers. We tried their conferencing feature. It was appalling. It took two round trips, and it was really sluggish on the conferencing feature.
Right. We couldn't quite get it to work to our satisfaction.
Exactly. It worked fine with one-on-one, but when you had more than one person with the conferencing feature, it was really, really bad, even on high-speed cable and DSL. Don and I are both on cable.
Right.
And we found it was really bad with three people. It was terrible.
Right, right, exactly.
But, yeah, it does work fine for one-on-one. It doesn't have any of the cool features like the ring features in G-Phone or anything like that. You just have to sort of look at your status bar to see when you're connected to the other party, and your space bar will turn the microphone on and off.
It's
got a hands-free mode, but I could never get that going either. And I found the audio was okay. There were heaps of different options you could play with regarding audio and compression and stuff like that. But overall, I don't really like the program, to be honest. I think it's not a bad program for freeware, but I think out of all the phones that we've tested over the last 3 or 4 years, we've got to give thumbs up to G-Phone.
Well, I think it certainly is one of the best-sounding phones. I mean, G-Phone or MSN Messenger, of course, is still going. I know many people are using MSN Messenger, although MSN Messenger tends to have issues with certain firewalls. I don't know why, but it does. I'm just not sure why, but MSN Messenger seems to have, you know, firewall issues for some people. Other people it works great for, but other people it does not. It's one of those odd things. So if you really need a reliable phone, right, right. If you really need a reliable phone, though, one that you know will work every time for you, I do suggest G-Phone.
Yep, it does work well. There isn't an incompatibility with the versions of MSN Messenger if you're running 3.6 or whatever the version was. Was it 3.7 or 3.6?
I think it was 3.6. Yeah, that's the older one.
You couldn't talk to people running the later versions like 4.0 and 4.6 is the bottom line.
Right. I don't know actually if they fixed that or not actually, because the latest MSN version is 4.61 or something like that, and they may have fixed that now. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I actually did notice that talking to an old person on 3.6, I couldn't do it. It wouldn't work. It just said that the version was too old.
Right, that may be true. Yeah.
So if you want to talk with voice chat on MSN, you've both got to be running the same version. I think 4.0 to 4.6 is fine, but anything older than 4, you can't do it with voice chat, no. Only if you're both running the same version.
Right, right. Right, right. I would just say that it would be to your benefit if you are running MSN to upgrade to the latest versions, because that would work, they fix when they, I mean, the reason they release new versions very often is to improve them or fix bugs or whatever, and I think it wouldn't hurt. In the case of MSN, it seems to work fine to upgrade it.
Yep, that is true.
So it probably would be to your benefit to go to their page and upgrade.
Exactly. No, definitely true. So basically, from the top, the main internet phones to go with, G-Phone, we'll give it that 6 or 7 out of 10, something like that. MSN Messenger works. The old NetMeeting still works fine too if you want to call directly. I find getting onto their servers is nearly impossible. You just can't do it. And I think it uses the website now for actually the directory. It's quite cumbersome to go through, I must say. I've tried it out the other night. Couldn't get anyone on there, actually. Put it this way, NetMeeting under XP and the Sound Blaster Live is appalling. It's quite sad, actually, how it works. MSN's fine. Every other program is fine except for NetMeeting under XP, but that could be just a Sound Blaster Live. I don't know for sure. So it's G-Phone,
right,
Messenger,
right,
which uses NetMeeting for the voice component anyway, and what else is there? Chatterbox is not really a phone, but it's out there.
No, that's more of a web-based chat room type
but of
operation,
out there anyway,
rather than an actual phone.
It's still there anyway, like for the people.
Yeah, I think Buddy Phone is still out there too.
Yeah, Buddy Phone's still there. Rave for ICQ, which I wasn't happy with. The audio quality was quite appalling. I actually bought it. I don't know why I did, but I bought it for $15 or something. And it was okay, but no. I think the ICQ phone is up there. Not as good as G-Phone, but it's definitely up there. So I think really the main ones to go with are Messenger, G-Phone,
right,
Messenger, and ICQ phone are the top three that we recommend.
I would say so. That seems to be what's happening, at least at the moment. I mean, there's been other types of phones out there, but they tend to come and go, as you'll see. You know, these things do not seem to last. But this G-Phone is really good, and it's freeware, and I think that it's worth going with because the quality is really excellent. This whole time, Scotty has dropped only one packet, and he's in Australia, and I'm in Sacramento, California, so it's working really well.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if people wanted to send us some email regarding this program or phones in general and stuff, my address, if they want to send an email, is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at acbradio.org. Scott at acbradio.org. And we'll be happy to answer the emails if we can. And that should be cool. Have you got any comments that you'd like to make before we close the interview down there, Don?
No, I just want to say I've enjoyed being with you there, Scott, and I hope people will listen to my main menu reviews from time to time. I want to thank everybody who sends me email. People are always asking me to do reviews, and I have something pretty exciting that's going to be happening soon on main menu, so you keep listening to this program.
And you'll be able to hear the interesting news that Don has there. Well, thanks for being with us, Don. Hope everyone enjoyed this fine review here of G-Phone. Unfortunately, we couldn't give you a demo due to the fact that due to sound limitations and sound recording and stuff, you just can't do it. But I'm sure you'll get the quality of the audio and that sort of thing is quite good. So thanks for listening. This is Scott and DJ C on ATV Radio's Main Menu.
Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJ C at ACBRadio.org. Thank you for listening.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.